Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to The Pajama Party on WPJP Blog Talk Internet Radio, Washington, D.C. You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party. www.apajamaparty.com. Produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now. 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
Got any callers coming up? Okay. All right. You guys can reach us at 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. All right. So we're going to get on to the next hot topic.
Okay. I guess by now everybody knows that Eric Cantor, who is a representative for Virginia, lost the primary. And if you saw that coverage, he looked pretty shocked because obviously he thought he had that race in the bag. And as the story is reported, he wasn't even in Virginia campaigning at the time. He was running around in D.C. somewhere. So I think that just shows his level of comfort that he really thought he was going to win that race with no problem at all. And now he is out of there. So I'm just looking at that whole situation like he was one of the main people that was stirring up trouble for President Obama. He was on that whole Tea Party bandwagon. Every time the president said something, he was right behind him causing trouble, and now he is out of there. So maybe that'll be one less troublemaker that we have to hear from on a daily basis. Well, of course, we still got Bonner in there. But, you know, hey, we can take him out one at a time. So all I can say is congratulations to the gentleman who beat Mr. Cantor, and Mr. Cantor, you can now officially go sit down somewhere and shut up. Now, that's all I have to say about Mr. Cantor. Papa Didi, what else you got on Hot Topics?
Well, to elaborate on that Cantor thing, you know, it seemed like people in the House and the Senate, they have been winning these elections for years. Just by On a namesake, you know, like just like Eddie Murphy's movie, Distinguished Gentleman, the name you know. As long as you got a name out there and the same old people go out and vote for the same old people, then they just win over and over and over again. I mean, you got people that have been there for so long because there's been no, but now it's a different time. It's a different day. And if you pay attention to anything, just like the Seattle Seahawks win the Super Bowl, You know, just like the Miami Heat being down 3-1. You know, you just can't just show up. You got to get it in. And that's what happened with this gentleman. He just sat back and thought he was going to win automatically. But there was some stuff going on behind his back. He didn't realize that other people was really campaigning for real instead of throwing money around and trying to make it happen.
Anybody got any comments on that? Give us a call, 914-803-4306. Or you?
Well, like I said, I'm glad he's out of there. I don't usually like to get political, but I am happy to see Mr. Cantor galloping out of there. Because he has been nothing, exactly, gallop on out of there. Get on your little crusty horse and gallop on out of there. Because he's just been nothing but trouble. And I don't see anything positive that he really did. What did he do for Virginia? People didn't even realize he was representing Virginia.
Oh, he represented Virginia? I've never heard him say the word Virginia.
Where did he come from?
I don't know where he came from. But he could go back.
He was well-dressed. He kept a nice haircut.
And he ran around brown-nosing behind bonnets.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a plant. Who knows?
Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll land on his feet, believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always do, just like a cat.
Nine lives?
Yeah, well, he's down by one now, so.
Eight more to go. All right.
So call us tonight if you want to talk about what happened with Cantor or Tracy Morgan situation or anything else happening in the news, 914-803-4306. And if you call and you want to talk, press 1. So that we know you want to talk with us. Otherwise, we'll think you just want to listen in, and we will keep it rolling. So what else do we have on Hot Topics tonight, Papa Didi?
Looks like the Clippers owner is changing his mind on that situation with selling that team. He's going
to
throw his irons in the fire and try to fight a little bit because, you know, it's... What are you going to do?
Wait a minute. Is it him or is it the wife?
Well, the wife was ready to sell.
You know, sure?
She's moving on, but he's like, you know.
Maybe it's the alleged Alzheimer's, allegedly.
Oh, Lord. Who started that rumor anyway?
Well, you know.
Who knows?
There's 31 other teams in the NBA, and I'm sure every owner has their issues. So therefore, we can't begin to beat up on the Clippers owner that tough because everybody, when LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers, that owner was tripping, okay? He was just tripping, okay? He was so mad at LeBron, it wasn't even funny. Some of the things he did and said should have been criminal, but he got away with that. So everybody has, you know, these owners, they all have their little thing going on. They all have their egos.
Yeah, what was that with them burning his shirt when he left, man?
Yeah, they, you know, so just going to show you that, you know, don't let he without sin cast the first stone there. Because
I know that's
they all,
right.
They all have their dirt.
But it's wait a minute, I accidentally saw TMZ, because you know I don't watch that show, but I accidentally saw TMZ last night. And they had footage of a brother man climbing into a big black vehicle that had the word black toy, I think, on the tag. He was with a black woman, and he was at a well-known restaurant where all the paparazzi were, right, like it was all accidental, that they just happened to be there. Him with a black woman getting into the black vehicle.
Shut up.
Like, you know, that's like almost saying, hey, I love black people. Why y'all want to make me look like I'm some kind of bigot or racist or whatever?
Black.
I was like, are you kidding me? Now you out with a black woman, and she was just grinning for the camera, and I'm thinking, sister.
Wait a minute. You tell me this 80-year-old man, he done booked another one?
Yeah, he got another one.
Man, he got it going on. What's he got going on?
He's got cash money until his wife gets it, or until the Alzheimer's gets it, whatever.
Wow, that's crazy.
But that was the story that I saw, and I just shook my head. I said, wow, he got him waiting in the wing, one after the other.
Man, crazy.
Yeah, you can give us a call at 914-803-4306. He'll pull us up on the web at apajamaparty.com. Click on Listen Live banner, and then click on Pajama Party Adult Nighttime Talk Show to get in touch with us. Again, that's 914-803-4306. We're going to take a small break.
This is the Pajama Party coming to you live. What's on your mind? Call us on 914-803-4306. Got an opinion or just want to say hello to the crew? Hello! You know what to do. Call 914-803-4306. If you just want to listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the banner in the upper right corner. But if you want to talk to the crew, you need to call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We'll get to your call as soon as possible. It's nothing but fun and a pillow fight every Friday night at the Pajama Party. And remember, PJs only, no clothes allowed. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Bartender, another round for the house. Thank you, darling.
All right, we're back on the Pajama Party. I'm Papa Didi. We're going to my segment of What's Poppin'. I got some other things lined up, but when I was chilling on the beach today up here in Aruba, I heard something on the AP news concerning the last issue of Jet Magazine being out. This is the last month of it, and it's going to become digital and go online and all that jazz, and I'm just trying to figure out how everything can go online. I mean, I think that some things should just stay in book form. I remember years ago, I used to look at the Jet Magazine to see what songs were, you know, hot and different stories, and you hear about stuff you haven't heard before concerning people of color and stuff like that. They had some real deep stories, and not to mention the centerfold, you know. Anyway.
Well, I won't miss the centerfold. But.
Well, anyway, yeah, well, I just think that...
What?
If you're going to go on the internet, you might as well just take that bikini off the centerfold.
Maybe you can digitally pick it up or digitally pick it up.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
So
they're really going to stop printing them all
together? Yeah, there's no more print. In fact, wow. You go to the stores and get that last copy, I'm sure it'll be very, it'll be a collector's item. It's going into the abyss of... You know, but everybody doesn't have to follow suit like that. Some people run their businesses on a monkey-see-monkey-do base when they should kind of let well enough be, and if it's not broke, don't fix it. Just let things go as they may. You know, to pick up a Jet magazine was always something that you, you know, you collect them. I've had stacks and stacks and stacks of them, and,
yeah, you're right.
And you just... You know, but to see this go into this, because everybody is not, you know, if you're going to do that, then help some people that are underprivileged get into the computer age, because some people still can't afford computers, believe it or not, you know, and you need to fill the digital divide if you're going to make everything the same way it went with the televisions when they went from analog to digital. Now a person came and sat on the porch no more, even watch a baseball game and pull the rabbit ears up on the antenna and watch the TV from anywhere. If you got a portable TV, it's out of style. If you had a TV and if you had a custom van, a step van, or a customized van, you would just have a TV in there and run some rabbit ears and have some channels. Now you got to go digital with Wi-Fi and everything else, and people just can't afford that nowadays, and we need to stop leading by the people that are putting out these notions to people that let's do this and let's do that. But, you know, pay isn't increasing. Minimum wage isn't increasing. Jobs aren't increasing. Opportunity is not increasing. But everybody wants to increase technology and put a tag on it, you know. So we need to stay strong in our own spot. As I say, don't try not to overload yourself or overload the circuits of what society is trying to teach you to overload, and you get beyond yourself by trying to maintain all this fancy stuff. When keep it basic. I mean, don't go in the Stone Age, and don't, you know, stay where you're in line with things going on, but you don't really have to get the top of the line. Stay middle ground, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what's popping with me tonight, you know, Jet Magazine and
So, have they said anything about whether Ebony is
going to
follow?
No, I just heard on Jet. I don't even know if they're both in the same entity anymore. They might be separate entities now. I don't know if they piggyback like they used to. They might be separate nowadays. Everybody's doing their own thing. So.
I wonder who's going to be in the last issue. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I believe it's out already if it hasn't came out yet. But wow. Yeah, go in the stores and get that last copy of that Jet magazine because it won't be in print.
It's probably Kevin Hart. He's popping. He's got the hottest thing going on. It might be Think Like a Man or something. That crew.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I need to go get one so I can sell it on eBay in a couple of years.
Well,
probably can sell it now. It is up tonight, 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. Click on that link, click Listen Live Banner, and then click Pajama Party Adult Nighttime Talk Show, 914-803-4306. We're going to take a little break.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Time out is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta
whoop that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense. Because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
All right, we're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle One.
Hey, I'm in the house.
And Red One.
All right.
Anyway, we're going to go to our next subject here. We're going to do a commentary called I'm Just Saying.
That's Red One.
Once she gets set up.
Smooth as silk.
Are you in the house, everyone?
Oh, yeah. Red wine is in the house. And I'm just saying, this week, I saw some of the craziest videos and stuff posted on different websites. Some of them were just strange, to say the least, and some were just too funny for words. So the first one I want to tell you all about is that there's a petition, if you haven't heard about it, on change.org, that was started by a user named Jasmine Tolliver that basically said that as a woman of color who wears her hair in natural styles, that she is very disturbed to see Blue Ivy, the daughter of Jay-Z and Beyonce, suffering from a lack of hair moisture and proper hair care. Okay, now this is a petition that she put out there on change.org. She's accusing the celebrity duo of allowing Blue Ivy's hair to develop matted dreads and lint balls, and she is soliciting the public to pressure Jay-Z and Beyonce to comb and take care of that baby's hair. Now, the stupid part about it is that she has already come back and said it was a joke, and people took it seriously, and there has already been at least 2,000 people who have signed this crazy petition saying that Jay-Z and Beyonce need to comb that baby's hair and stop letting her come out looking all unkempt like that. So all these people now who were upset that the lady put the thing on the internet are now posting negative comments about Ms. Tolliver, and they're telling her she needs psychiatric help. They're telling her that she hates herself, she hates black people, and she's saying, look, I am a black person. I don't hate you, I don't hate me, I don't hate anybody. It was a joke. So she's been posting things that basically tells everybody to sit down, chill out, calm down. It was a joke. And she keeps saying that, but I saw it on Wendy's show this morning. Wendy Williams reported it, and I don't think people get that Ms. Tolliver was putting this out as a joke. So for those of you that were thinking about signing this petition, please do not bother. It was a joke. If they want that baby's hair to look like it does, that's on them. You fix your child's hair, they will fix their child's hair, and we can all, as Rodney King said, get along. Now, the next thing I saw was this crazy music video for one of the hottest songs out right now, Turn Down for What? I have to tell you, I like the song, but that video had me cracking up. I can't even begin to try to describe it to you, but if you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube if you want a good laugh. I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I just have a twisted sense of humor, but that thing was funny to me. They had people from different ethnic groups doing some of the craziest stuff that you would not expect, and it just was funny to me from start to finish. So I'm just saying, everybody needs to relax about Blue Ivy's hair. Everybody needs to enjoy the video, Turn Down for What? And just relax, people. Life is too short to get so uptight about these little things. There are major issues that we can get worked up about, but this is not one of them. I'm just saying.
All right, Red Wine.
She's fired up on them.
I know, that's right. I was checking out that video, Turn Down for What? That thing is off the damn freaking chain, I'm telling you. If you guys need a good laugh, please check that video out.
Turn down for what?
Give us a call back at 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. 914-803-4306. We're going to take a little break. Turn down for what?
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the Listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
Hey, 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 it's Kettle here. We're back here with the weird news. Just listen to this crazy stuff. Michael Jackson's, his estate, his kids, they're riding higher these days. The allowance was $5 million. I can't even count how many daggone zeros that is. That's $5 million. The allowance has grown to, check this out, $8 million a year.
A year?
Yep, a year.
For doing nothing.
Yeah.
Just for being his offspring.
Hey, they spend $500 to $50,000 on stuff like friends and family, taking them out to restaurants, lavish restaurants, buying custom made.
What are they doing? Buying the restaurant?
$500, but I'm talking $50,000. They have the custom made jewelry for the girlfriends and buying trucks and cars for everybody. I'm like, really? That's crazy. $5 million to $8 million. Just give me one.
That's crazy.
And then check this out. Here's another one. Remember rapper Little Kim?
Yeah.
Rapper and now quote-unquote mom. She's 39 years old. I mean, that's
Little
okay.
Kim is pregnant?
Little Kim is having a little Kim.
Oh, my gosh.
She gives birth to a baby girl. Check this out. Royal Rain. No, not Purple Rain. This is her first child with a boyfriend of 2 years, New York rapper Mr. Papers. No, not Rolling Papers. Mr. Papers.
Mr. Papers
yep.
is his name.
Yep.
And he's a rapper.
Yep.
Okay, I never heard of him.
I guess he was rapping paper with her.
She got caught up in the roller.
See what I'm saying? She had an over-the-top baby shower in New York City, and everything had a royal twist.
I bet.
Royal Rain.
And the baby's name is Royal Rain.
Royal Rain, Royal Rain.
All right, man. Turn up to what?
I got one more. Halle Berry.
Mm-mm.
I know everybody's heard this one.
Halle Berry.
She has to pay her ex, Bo, which he was, I don't know what he's doing now, he was a Calvin Klein model, paying him $16,000 a month until her baby is 19 years old. That's almost $200,000. Yeah.
For being an ex?
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't even have custody of the child. So what is this, alimony?
She had a little litter. So I guess, you know. Also, she has to pay $30,000 a year for a baby's tuition until she's 19. And then, check this out. The crazy part about it, she got to pay his legal fees.
What?
Almost $450,000.
But wait a minute. Didn't he take her to court?
I think so.
And she has to pay his legal fees.
Mm-hmm. But
okay,
the,
you know what? That's some bush.
But the couple broke up in April 2010.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I wonder
down
why.
For what?
See what I'm saying?
They had a song out back in the day called "It's Cheaper to Keep Her."
I guess
Halle Berry's case, it would have been cheaper to keep him.
All right,
she
now.
She just hung in there with old boy Eric Benet and just kept it flowing like it was flowing. Although, you know, he was doing his thing or what have you.
Yeah,
at least she wasn't kicking out no ends.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, wait a minute. I did see that. She did kick out some ends for Eric Benet, too. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Up on the story, but yeah, she kicked. I said, what? Because, you know, Eric Benet was kind of dry one spot, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing
too
much.
When did Dave Justice come into her life? Was that after Eric or before Eric?
Dave, it was long before.
Yeah, he was the first.
He was the first.
He was the first. And then he took it to the bank, and then.
He was a player himself, so she couldn't.
Well, he was a baseball player, or you mean a player?
He was already.
A little bit of both.
Player.
He was a player.
He was already doing his thing. He was already seasoned. She was just getting fertilized.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was already growing branches. And
well, maybe that's what it is. She ain't seasoned enough.
Well, you know, she's who she is.
She's who she is. I hear you.
She picks with the bad boys who are already out there doing their thing.
And, I see.
You know what I mean?
I guess like Eva Longoria, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you're trying to change something that can't be changed.
Yeah.
A tomato's going to be a tomato. Banana's going to be a banana.
It might be a tomato. Hey, you guys want to comment on anything we've been talking about, these hot topics? Reach us on 914-803-4306 or abajamaparty.com. We having too much fun up in this camp, in the laid-back cabana in Aruba, sipping on, I'm sipping on a double X's, a Dos Equis right now.
Mm-hmm. And I've got a pina colada right next to my red wine.
Uh-oh, watch out now. What you got, Papa?
Let me get some rocks for this Henny.
All right, now.
I can chase it with this Dos Equis and, you know, make it right. I want to put out another bit of weird news, but just a comment I want to make. Hopefully we can get some calls on this. On, I read something about the difference between ants and roaches.
Ooh.
And which one would you prefer?
Oh, Lord.
Not the above.
The topic of discussion was that ants roam the suburbs and roaches roam the urban districts.
Hmm.
And whether you had ants or roaches, what do you think is easy to battle? You know, the roach is bigger, but he carries that big old, the she roach carries that big old pregnant hatch on his back. When you see that, you know something when it went wrong.
Oh, that's true.
Especially when you try to catch it and it goes underneath that sofa. And he goes underneath that sofa with that pregnant pouch on his back. You're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ants, on the other hand, you don't see their pregnancy, but when they legs, they lay a million, and they're just everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
You wake up in the morning, they're in the kitchen.
You crawling red wine, you're
on
right
the cabinet, everywhere. So, let's open that debate also. what would you rather battle?
And my pina colada.
Ants or roaches?
Hey, bartender, give us another round.
That's right, roach and ant free.
Turned down for what?
I know that's right.
Great.
Personally, I'd rather chase the roaches myself.
Ooh.
Be a little bigger in statue, and I can set a bomb off and just watch them fall over. And ants are so little, you almost got to, you know, you got to get into the colony. You got to, you know, you got to plug up the holes.
Brain.
And you got to go deep in the depths and the crevices to get them monkeys. You got to. You got to put a bubble around the house. But roach, on the other hand, he's big and sloppy. You know, you put a bomb out there, and you know.
I got a solution. Whatever you got, let them have the house. Move. Don't even pack your stuff. Let them have the furniture,
put
the food,
put a
the
fire
living,
bomb,
the clothes. Let them have it.
Put a fire bomb up in that mother.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a good idea. Just set the whole house on fire.
Yeah. I heard some guy did that. Check us out on 914-803-4306. We having too much fun in these laid-back cabanas with these tropical drinks, boy. We getting turned up, not turned down.
PajamaParty.com.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
Hey, it's Kettle, back in the house.
Red wine. Turned down for what?
It's Papa Didi here.
Did you get your ice for your hen dog? What's up?
Y'all came back too fast.
Where is Mr. Lowe, the bartender? Is he still down by the pool?
I guess so. I'm just going to call him up after we do his movie review.
Yeah, see if he does room service.
I know that's right. We chilling back in this cabana in the sultry beaches of Aruba. It feels so good.
Summer breeze.
Make
it pop,
me feel fine. Blowing through the winds in my mind. All right, movie reviews. We got a few of them. Edge of Tomorrow. I know you guys have heard The Edge of Tomorrow by Tom Cruise. Another action pack. Now, he's about as, like Red Wine said before, he's about as old as doo-doo.
Yeah.
And he's doing some action pack stuff.
He's still running around, saving the world, blowing up stuff.
I guess so, but check this out. Tom Cruise, he's supposed to be an officer who has never seen combat. Then he is dropped into what amounts to a suicide mission. Yeah, he needs a suicide the daggone movie.
I know that's right.
He is killed within minutes, and then he is thrown into a time loop, forcing him to live out the same brutal combat over and over. What does that sound like? This sounds like Groundhog Day. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. Then he encounters somebody by the name of Rita. That's Emily Blunt, who teaches him how to survive in combat. This is rated PG-13. Should be rated PG no go. Mm-hmm.
Should have been just rated G for garbage. Oh, sorry.
1 hour and 53 minutes. I don't think I can endure 1 minute. Mm-hmm. It's in theaters now. It's a drama, sci-fi, and it's fantasy based. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Fantasy, bye-bye.
Well, I did hear that movie was like over $100 million to produce.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the first week it came out, it was third in the box office. So they're going to be struggling, trying to at least make back the money they spent to make the movie, let alone turn a profit.
I wonder how much did they pay Tom?
I don't know. He's been running all over the place, though, promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paris, New York, all over the place. He's getting like Elvis, one of those little Love Me Tender movies. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, I
think I'll pass on that one.
Okay. How about you, Papa
Didi? I'm just, you know.
Just saying.
Since, you know, Top Gun, I haven't seen the draw. I mean,
yeah.
Not, you know.
I like the Days of Thunder. Those were days back then.
Better in the movie when he played the lawyer and things
the firm.
Like that.
Yeah,
and,
The Firm.
Talking about that.
And I like Minority Report.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do the sci-fi thing, Minority Report was really interesting. And he wasn't running all around like he's, you know, superhuman.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a policeman in the
future. A lot of these guys are really getting too old for the only one that can pull that off is, what's the guy's name? Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah.
Liam.
Liam Neeson. I think he can still.
From Taken.
Yeah, he can still pull that stuff off. Other people, like the gentleman just hurt his ankle. What's his name?
Harrison Ford.
Yeah. He's 105 years old.
Indiana
Jones. I think the
No more Hen Dog or Papa Didi.
They're doing Star Wars again, and they're bringing back the characters.
Oh, I thought.
Really?
I thought the Indiana Jones boulder rolled over his
ankle. No.
They blew the dust off of him. Billy Dee Williams. What's Princess Leia? The woman who played Princess Leia. Carrie Fisher. And Mark Hamill.
Oh, Lord.
That played Luke Skywalker. All of them are back for this new Star Wars movie.
I can't do it again.
Didn't they see Billy Dee on Dancing with the Stars?
Apparently not.
Billy need to lay it down, right?
My main man, he need to chill. He need to go over to Cracker Barrel, pick up one of the rocking chairs.
Well, I hope they don't come
back
with
Colt 45.
I just opened one up.
Chill.
Woo! Bartender, Colt 45 for me, please.
Mr. Love.
I got two more movie reviews. Y'all are crazy. This one's pretty interesting. It's called Belle, B-E-L-L-E. It's a true story inspired by Dido Elizabeth Belle. And it's played by, check this one out. Ooh, boy, hope I get it right. Gugu Batha Raw. That's the, she's an African-American British actress. She's the illegitimate mixed-race daughter of Sir John Lindsay. She is raised by her aristocrat great-uncle and his wife.
Wait a minute, you say she's a
Woo! All righty.
That's the character she's playing in the movie.
This is a character. Illegitimate mixed-race daughter of Admiral. I thought you were going to stop me at Admiral. You stopped me at illegitimate.
Illegitimate mixed race.
She got a lot going on in this character.
She has certain privileges, but yet her status prevents her from the traditions of noble social status. So they say she's there, but, you know, certain things she can't do. You know what I'm saying? So her cousin is busy chasing possible suitors for marriage, but Belle is left on the sidelines wondering if she can ever find true love.
Aw, Belle.
Sounds like Cinderella.
I guess 18th century period, it's a drama. It's in theaters now. Rated PG, 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Now, this one I would like to see.
Mm.
What?
Belle.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to go see this movie.
Yeah. How about you, Papa Didi?
It sounds like a remake of Cinderella to me. What's their problem? Does she have a? So what complexion came with all this illegitimacy?
She's African American.
She's dark brown.
She's light.
Okay.
But
this takes place during the time of slavery too.
Right. So they know what time it is.
You have that in the backdrop going on as well.
Yeah, even though she's up there in status, but you know, with a few drawbacks. Game goes. But I got one more. This one's pretty interesting. Mom's Night Out. All Allison and her friends want is a peaceful grown-up evening with dinner and conversation, a long-needed mom's night out. But in order to enjoy the high heels, adult conversation, and food not served in a baby bag, they need their husbands to watch the kids for just 3 hours. What can go wrong in 3 hours?
Oh, yeah, sure. What could go wrong?
We got Sarah Drew, Patricia Hinton, and Trace Adkins. He's a country singer. Patricia Hinton, I think she played in some comedy. Everybody Loves Raymond or something, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. So it's three females. They just want to go out for the night, but it's almost like Mom's Night Out meets Hangover.
Wait a minute, this isn't the one that Tyler Perry did.
No.
What was that called, where the women wanted to get a night out?
Single Mom's Club.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I was thinking this was that same movie.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like somebody copycatted off somebody.
I wonder, did the chicken or the egg come first? Which one? Which movie came first?
Nobody's original these days, so I guess it all depends on who comes up with the first remake.
I know who's original. DC Homegrown Entertainment. Booyah!
That's right. They're always original.
I know.
They have the freshest stories and scripts.
They sure do.
You should check them out sometime at www.dchomegrown.com.
Yep. Wow. You know what? Sometimes they be selling them outside of their Cadillac. They be driving.
Really?
Yep. Reach us on 914-803-4306 or abajamaparty.com. 914-803-4306. We're going to take a little break here.
What's your opinion? We want to know on the Late Night Adult Pajama Party. Call us now on 914-803-4306 and tell us if you agree or disagree, or if you don't care one way or the other. If you've been waiting all week to tell somebody what's on your mind, now is your chance. Dial 914-803-4306 and press 1 to speak with the Pajama Party live on the air. To listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen banner on the top right. If you'd like to advertise your business with us, get in touch on www.apajamaparty.com. So call us now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We will get to you as quick as we can. Now, back to the Pajama Party Live.
Harvey, we're back on the Pajama Party. Our next segment is going to be the Cocktail of the Week, and we're going to let her red wine take the lead on that.
All right, yeah. I'm going to actually, if y'all want to follow me, I'm going to run down to the bar and go see our favorite bartender, Mr. Lowe, and see what he has for us for the Cocktail of the Week. All right, take
note. Mr. Lowe, my favorite bartender. How you doing tonight?
Oh, well, you know, Lo, I'm just over here chilling like a villain in the cut like penicillin.
All right. Well, I'm trying to chill in all this arugula heat. I was wondering, what's the cocktail of the week? What you got going on over here?
Oh, Mr. Lo always got something on the LO. Tonight we got 10 French 75.
Oh, that sounds real fancy. What exactly is a 10 French 75?
Oh, it's just a little bit of one of our gin-based drinks. Mixed with a little champagne.
Oh, I like the sound of that. You know what? Hook me up. I think I like that. If you don't mind, I'm going to watch you make it because I might want to try this at home.
Oh, go ahead and sit back and I'll let you know how we do this here. All right, so you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
So this is how it all goes down. Let me grab my mixer cup. All right. Now I'm going to use 1 1/4 ounce of Tanqueray number 10 gin. There we go. Now, I'm going to use 1/2 ounce of fresh lemon juice.
Wow, that smells so good.
All right, now, let me put in 1/2 ounce of simple syrup.
Now, wait a minute. Simple syrup? Is that like Aunt Jemima?
Easy. No, that's not Aunt Jemima. You don't want to do that in your drink.
Okay, so what is the simple syrup?
Simple syrup is basically just 1 part sugar and 1 part water.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, got it.
All right, so now since we got that in there, we're going to top off and splash some champagne inside.
Oh, wow. That looks like it's going to be really good. I'm excited about this.
All right, now I'm going to put this into my shaker. All right, and I'm going to fill this up with ice. Let me get a good scoop there. All right, now you got to shake it good. You got to shake it good now.
Alright,
all right.
Shaking like a salt shaker.
Oh, easy. Alright, so now we're going to strain this into a champagne glass.
Alright. Wow, that looks pretty.
Alright. Now, you see how there's still a little more space left, so what we're going to do is we're going to fill the rest of the glass with the rest of my champagne.
Hey, now you're talking.
And I'm going to garnish it with this excellent lemon twist on the side.
Oh, that's so pretty. I love it.
Exactly. This is one of the perfect cocktails that you can use for entertainment and everything like that.
Wow. Oh, wow. This is delicious.
Is it?
Oh, you got a winner on this one, Mr. Lowe.
Okay. Well, you know Hello, you already know.
I like this. You know what, matter of fact, I know the crew is going to want a couple of these, so... Can you hook me up with about 3 or 4 more to take back to the Pajama Party crew so they don't jack me for mine?
Almost definitely. You already know. Yeah, and it's not a strong drink either. That's why you taste a lot of flavor. It's more to the medium style. It has like a bubbly, sour and sweet taste, if you can kind of you know, get all that.
Yeah, I am tasting that.
Well, one thing I can suggest, it does go very well with appetizers, seafood, and poultry.
Oh, yeah. I can see how that would work. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Lowe. If you could hook me up with about 3 or 4 more of these, I'll get out of your way. I see you got a line forming, so thank you so much, and I'm going to wait for those drinks and take it back to the crew.
Oh, you know Ella always got something under the Ella.
Thank you, Mr. Lowe.
All right.
The Cocktail of the Week is brought to you by DC Homegrown Entertainment. For script writing, filmmaking, TV, radio production, visit DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com.
You're listening to The Pajama Party on WPJP Blog Talk Internet Radio, Washington, D.C.
All right, we're back. We're going to get into the last word for the night. All right, Red Wine, what you got?
The last word I have to say is, I still got to go back to, I'm just saying, that Lil Jon video, Turn Down For What, has become a phenomenon. I actually saw a video where people have these two cats that are bobbing their heads to the beat. It is not doesn't appear to be done by any trick graphics. I don't know how they did it, but if you look it up, Turn Down For What, kittens, you will see it. These two kittens are jamming, and the whole time they're jamming, bobbing their heads to Turn Down For What. It is so cute and so funny, and people are doing choreography to this song. People are just taking this thing and running with it. And the song doesn't even really have any real lyrics. I think he says like 2 or 3 different lines, and that's it. But you can't deny that beat is awesome. So that's all I'm saying is Turn Down For What. It's all over the Internet. Dancing cats. That's all I got to say.
What you sipping on, red wine?
Oh, right now I have what is this thing called, Mr. Lowe gave me a 10 French 75. Y'all gotta check that out. Look it on the website. Go to our website at apajamaparty.com and click on the Cocktail of the Week, and you will see the recipe, because this thing is delicious, slamming off the hook. Woo! Turn down for 10 French 75. That's for what?
That's a long
technical
name for a drink.
What you got for us, Papa Didi? What's the last word you got?
My last word, lately I've been looking at how things come together. You know, it's almost like things that are happening in the world is really trying to tell us things that life is really just how you make it. It's not really, it doesn't have to be flamboyant to be right. You know, if you look at the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos, how the Seattle Seahawks just had a team that just ran over the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. You have the San Antonio Spurs who are passing the ball around like the Harlem Globetrotters against the Miami Heat, and LeBron James being the best player on the planet can't do nothing with it because these guys have a team, and they're up 3-1, and they could possibly win the championship tomorrow night. And the same way with the L.A. Kings in the hockey world. They're just slaughtering the New York Rangers. They're passing that puck around like the Harlem Globetrotters again, because they got a team, and all those teams aren't making a lot of money. And the San Antonio Spurs are older people on that particular squad, so it's just all about team and unity is winning over millions every day. The sports world is telling us every day, and the same with Eric Cantor with the election. Regular people are getting together and taking money out. Everybody's taking over. So my conclusion on all this is that even though we're all striving for the mighty dollar and things of this nature, but we also have to strive for the team effort of doing right and staying consistent. My motto is to stay strong in your own spot. If you stay strong where you are and just keep it going, life's going to have ups and downs. But as long as you keep the brand strong, no matter good times or bad times, it'll all pan out when it comes to the end. So just hang in there and don't let nothing stress you out. That's my last word.
No, that's right. Ms. Kettle, my last word. I just want to give out some thank yous for folks for supporting us, and thanks for the love and the support. My family, Dr. Cynthia Worsley, James, Dwayne, Mama Z, of course, North Carolina family, NYC family, Pittsburgh, Florida, Atlanta, B. Moore, and, of course, D.C. Also to my Big M family, you guys know who you guys are, LG, GB, K-Ship, Melinda, Ozma, Sony, Sharon, Defano West, Miss Mimi, and we can't forget L.A. Thank you. That's my last word. And we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. The Pajama Party crew would like to thank you for listening this evening.
Live from Aruba.
I know, that's right.
Y'all missed a good one tonight. The beach is beautiful and the water feels good, and I'm going back in.
I know, that's right. Remember, we are here every Friday night at 9 Eastern Standard Time at apajamaparty.com or call us at 914-803-4306. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And next week, we will come to you with more hot topics, cocktail of the week, more reviews, weird news, and much more. Go to apajamaparty.com to check us out on upcoming shows. And call us at 914-803-4306 during the live show to talk to us. Remember, when you come to the pajama party, PJs only. No clothes allowed. Good night.
Take care, everybody.
Good night.
Talk to you next time.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of jazz.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Party cool, people will for you.
No clothes allowed.
Summer party.